Okay. What this file is going to do is it's going to redirect your appetite. It's going to change how you go about eating things. You're going to choose items that are more weight conscious, more feminine in nature. You will tend to order the smaller portions. You will tend to order salads and diet drinks and all of those wonderful things that help women keep their wonderful girlish figures, because that's the kind of figure you're looking for. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things. Doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else.
harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. So deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. Just focusing on my voice as you listen and obey and relax. It is now time for change. A change in how you eat. It is a simple change. You are going to start restricting yourself to a very typically feminine diet. You are going to do this just simply because it feels good to eat less, to stay away from some of the heavier, fattier foods that men eat. You're going to discover that you can only stomach salads, lighter meats, breads, things that are very light and healthy for you. You will discover that you enjoy the lean meals, the diet foods, all the things that women tend to eat, tend to enjoy. These are the things that you are going to begin limiting yourself to. You are going to limit yourself to a more feminine diet. You are going to discover that the heavier, more masculine diet is in fact just simply inedible to you anymore. The heavier foods, the fattier foods, just simply do not taste good, and you feel so very, very full and even sick if you eat them. It's just so much simpler to eat a much more feminine diet, a lighter diet, a diet that will not make you heavy and bulky and tired. You are going to eat considerably more feminine foods in a more feminine manner. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You are going to restrict your diet and your calories. You may even begin paying more attention to your calories, possibly using Weight Watchers or some of the other diet foods to help you maintain your weight, because that's what you want, is to maintain your weight in the most perfect, most feminine manner you possibly can. You cannot eat the heavy masculine foods anymore. They're just simply too heavy for you. Instead, you're going to prefer the lighter, more healthy choices that women tend to eat. The light meals, the smaller portions, the salads with light or no dressing. All of these things that you've noticed women tend to eat a lot of, these are the things that you're going to start including into your diet regime. These are the things that taste the best to you. The more traditionally male foods will just simply make you feel fat. They don't feel good. They don't taste good. They fill you up and make you feel uncomfortable. They even make you sick to the stomach. It's so much easier, so much better to eat the feminine foods. to choose all of them. The light foods, the diet entrees, the foods that are good for you, the health-conscious foods. These are the types of foods that women eat, and these are the types of foods that you are going to begin eating. You want to eat them. You need to eat them. You need to adjust your diet in this manner. It is very, very important to you that you eat the light feminine foods as opposed to the heavy male foods that just simply make you feel full and bloated. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You have no choices in this. It's not something you can choose to stop doing. You are going to do this each and every day. You are going to adjust your diet. You are going to have a much lighter, leaner, more healthy diet. You are going to eat the appropriate quantities of food for your size, but you are going to choose the more feminine options, the lighter, healthier choices. You will probably even get yourself buying the various diet foods. After all, they are good for you. You are also going to discover that you are drinking more and more diet sodas. At first it may seem a little strange, but you will quickly discover that you enjoy the taste so much better than regular soda, up until the point that you are either drinking water or a diet beverage of some sort, setting aside the heavier, more filling drinks, the heavier drinks with more calories. You do not need these any longer. You are trying for a much more feminine diet. You can feel your changes, your desires changing. You can feel yourself changing. You want a lighter, leaner, more feminine diet. You do not want to eat the heavy, bloaty, just nasty male foods. They just don't taste as good to you anymore. Instead, you're going to enjoy the nice, lean, light portions, the smaller portions. If they have a light menu, you will choose it. If they have a diet menu, you will choose from it. You will choose all the portions that are most appropriate to you, but you will always choose the ones that a woman would choose. You will not choose a full portion when a half portion will do. You will not choose a steak when you can have a salad. You want to eat the appropriately feminine foods. You will stop having the things that you traditionally consider male, and go ahead and stick with the ones that are more traditionally female, more totally female, the ones that show a slight femininity to your side. That is the kind of food that you want to eat. Those are the kinds of things you want to eat. The light feminine foods are the ones that make you feel best, the ones that make you feel healthiest, the ones that fill you up the best and don't make you feel sick or unsettled. You prefer the light feminine foods. They're just simply that much better. That much better for you. That much better tasting. You are going to stop eating the heavy, uncomfortable foods that just simply leave you feeling full and logy and bloated. Those are no good for you. You don't want them. You don't need them. It is so much easier and better to eat the feminine diet, to have the light things, to have a light breakfast, which includes things like fruit, to have a light lunch and have a light dinner. Sometimes you may discover yourself skipping one or the other, perhaps breakfast, maybe lunch, depending on what's going on. You'll discover that you enjoy eating things like yogurt and other foods that you may not have considered really good foods before, but now you are going to stick with a much more feminine diet. And that includes only foods that are good for you, foods that are light, foods that are lean, foods that are more traditionally feminine, more fruits, more vegetables, less meat, less of the heavier foods, fewer potatoes, fewer French fries. Stick with the lighter entrees, the entrees that will help you be more feminine, will help your figure, will help you look better. These are the things that simply taste the best to you. These are the things that you want to eat each and every day. You have no choice in this. You will just simply find yourself doing it. The feminine entrees simply taste better. You want them. You enjoy them. You will discover that your old, more masculine choices just simply don't taste as good. They don't feel right inside of you. They make you feel upset, unsettled, sometimes even sleepy or bloated. These are the ways that you will feel if you are not eating from a nice, feminine diet, if you're not sticking with the lighter foods, the easier entrees, the entrees that will help you feel good about yourself, feel good and look good. You will eat good so that you can look your best and feel your best, and that means following a purely feminine diet. You can and will do this. You need to do this. You want to do this. You have chosen to listen to this file, and therefore you have chosen what it is going to do to you. And what it is doing to you is making you crave more feminine diet, making you crave the things that women eat, the things that women choose, to eat females' portions, to be more selective about what you eat, to stick to things like fruits and grains and other more natural foods as opposed to sticking with the heavier, more masculine foods. You want to have a very feminine diet. You need it. You enjoy it. It feels so very good to eat these things, to have them each and every day. It is a very good diet for you. It will make you feel so very, very much better. You enjoy eating feminine foods. You enjoy eating the light entrees. You enjoy drinking diet sodas and water. These are the things that are good for you, and these things will also help you. They will give you a more feminine diet, and that is the kind of diet you should have. That is the best diet for you, and you will accept that diet. You will follow the diet very rigorously. You will pay attention to it. You may even go ahead and get a woman's magazine or two and see what sort of diets they recommend. But you are going to take control of your diet. You are going to take control of it, and you are going to stick with the most feminine diet you can possibly have, because that is what you want. That is what you need. That is what you desire, and that is exactly what you are going to do. You do not have any choice in this. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept what it does to you. And you can feel the changes already beginning. You can feel your hunger changing, your needs changing, so that you will eat the most feminine diet you possibly can. This is who and what you are. This is what you want to do, and you accept it completely. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed the file.